And good morning. We're coming up on 19 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station, where it's 53 degrees and raining. And joining me in the studio is Carol Gibb, the new executive director of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Welcome to Morning Edition, Carol.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, there's a lot going on with the Maritime Historical Society, of course, Maritime Heritage Society, rather. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about you. You're the new executive director. When did you come on board?
In January.
And what drew you to the Maritime Heritage Society?
Well, I'd been here before about 5 years ago and went to one of their gatherings, and I met great people. And what the organization is about is right along the lines of what I care about, and got hooked in before and stayed in touch.
Well, and you're not new to Alaska. You've spent some time here before. Can you tell us a bit about your history here?
Sure, yeah. I came to Juneau back, 22 years ago, and pretty much lived here until about 5 years ago. Lived in Southeast, not Sitka, Juneau and Pelican. About 5 years ago, I went down to Seattle, did some work on different things down there, returned to Sitka in January.
Well, what brought you back to Sitka? Why did you leave Seattle for up north a bit?
Oh, I was homesick. Yeah, I missed Southeast Alaska, missed the people up here. But, you know, sometimes it's good to get out into a larger environment. And it was, I wasn't sure where I would come back to, and Sitka just is such a fantastic place to land, and this is a great, great job for me, so I lucked out.
Now, the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, for the most part, at this point at least, it's the boathouse. Can you talk a bit about the history and what's going on with that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so it's this iconic structure in Sitka, and it was built in the World War II buildup and used at that time. And it was in use until the early 80s, and then fell into disrepair. And the feds owned it, then the state got it, and then this organization formed and worked with the city to have the state deeded it to the city, and then the city leased it to this organization. So it's passed through a lot of different hands, and it has a rich history. And then it needed some love and care and revitalization. And so that's what this organization and when I say this organization, it's this group of wonderful, caring people with a lot of respect and excitement for the heritage we have here, the maritime heritage.
So the boathouse is that white structure people see when they're crossing the bridge to go to the island.
Exactly.
Right next to the Coast Guard.
Yes.
There. Let's talk a bit about the series you have coming up on window and door restoration, a series of workshops that starts in July.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. We have a small grant through the State Historic Preservation Office, through DNR, and so we have some money coming in, and we match it with our labor. And so the boathouse has these older windows, and we're going to take them out and repair the places that we can repair, rebuild some of them, and restore them in their old style so that the character and flavor of the older building is retained.
And so the organization's intention with the entire boathouse is to restore it to its original state?
In the sense that the character and the flavor and the style of the building will be, you know, restored, basically. But the Secretary of Interior of the U.S. has these standards for different historical levels of restoration. And so we're adapting it to be a usable heritage center. So it'll have the flavor and look and feel, but it'll come up to code, and there'll be a small addition built for a new, some new mechanical systems in a bathroom, that kind of thing. So you need to upgrade, but basically keep the flavor.
Well, let's talk. We'll talk about the mission and the vision of the society in just a few minutes. Let's return to this series of workshops on window and door restoration. Now, these are going to be available to the public to learn how to restore these.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's this kind of, like, you wouldn't necessarily think windows are a very exciting topic, but there are there's a lot of satisfaction to these having this, you know, older window come out of its, you know, kind of come out of its hole. It's in pieces, and you can rebuild them. And we have the people that can help us do that. You know, there's a couple of people in town here on our board that have some of those skills, and they're just the most. They're just really gentle, you know, good instructors that can help us, like, understand what we're doing, at the same time get it done. So it's kind of fun and satisfying to know we're going to make that transformation happen and do it with people who are both experienced, and somebody who's maybe never done anything like that before can have the fun of pointing out to their friends, you know, as they drive by, hey, I worked on that window.
So this is going to be in July. Do you have dates yet, or are you still looking at it?
Actually, it's going to be ongoing. So we're going to have the first one in July. We don't have a date set. We're getting ourselves together, but we'll put the word out in the newspaper. We'll do PSAs with you guys, and so people can kind of keep an ear out for. There'll be at least one in July, and then we're going to keep going. I'd love two in August, and so on and so forth.
Well, then also coming up 4th of July, you have a cruise off beach cruise and picnic fundraiser. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So our fundraiser cruise this summer is kind of a double adventure. We're going to go to St. Lazaria and check out the bird colonies. This is weather permitting, of course, but we're all living really clean lives to get together the karma that the weather gods will shine on us. Some good weather. So we're going to circumnavigate St. Lazaria Island. And then we want a social aspect and kind of a beach picnic part of it. So this is a longer cruise than typical. We leave on 4th of July at 3:30 and we get back at 8. And so we'll kind of go, we're going to be led by a naturalist. You know, we'll have some narrative from a naturalist for the bird part and the wildlife portion of the cruise. And then we're going to go have campfires and picnic food at on Cruise Off Island together.
Well, how can people sign up for this?
Oh, tickets are available at Ben Franklin, and they're $90. And there's also more information on our website, www.sitkamaritime.org. So there's posters around town, and we would be excited to have both our usual friends and new friends join us.
Well, I've heard you describe the Boathouse Project as a labor of love. It was fairly dilapidated when the Maritime Heritage Society was formed and took it on. What kind of work has gone into it to bring it to this current point?
Oh, that's, yeah, it's really amazing the work that's gone into it and the transformation. About a decade ago, they did like a hazmat survey, you know, and worked on inventorying all the objects that were in there, and a lot of junk was in there, and it needed a lot of scraping and painting, brush cutting, mucking out, you know, the area where the marine rails and the cradle, where the boat rests on the cradle and gets hauled out of the water, was just, you know, needed a lot of just cleaning and caring for and shoring up. And then, of course, with any old building, both your foundation and your roof are so important to get, you know, stabilized. And then, so there's a new foundation and there's a new roof on the building over these last years. And those are critical, and they were hard work. The foundation, I look at the pictures and there's just a lot of familiar faces from the community that got their hands on that building and went to work on it. And since then, we have to get the windows and the doors restored, and we're going to be putting some electric power into a wing of the building next. So it's, you know, big and small chunks of work, and over the years, and it's really amazing how much has been done, and what we can do.
And this is all leading up to the vision, which is to have a heritage center. Can you talk briefly about that?
Oh, yeah. I'd love, like, it's really fun to dream and get excited because that draws us forward, right? It's the maritime history here is so rich, and we want this iconic building to be standing tall, and we want everyone to be looking at it and feeling like they own it, and then they can come to it, and they can watch what's going on in terms of boat repair or boat building. There can be programming there, and it's just a focal point for something that's much wider, actually, it's much bigger, which is a lot of oral history, a lot of skills, maritime skills, and just a lot of richness in both the people and the past that it'll be a focal point for those things.
So it's going to be a working boathouse, and in conjunction with that, there will be educational components, historical components. People can learn how to actually get their hands dirty and do skills, right, with traditional maritime work?
Yeah, exactly. In the past, even without the boathouse, the Maritime Heritage has done terrific programs and found other venues to do them in, and so worked with the university and rented venues and has had knot tying workshops and speakers, and as you know, our annual meeting, we have a panel of people on a topic and get the stories flowing. So there's no end to the amount of programs and learning and skill building we can